In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
What caused me to become Muslim is because I was searching for the truth. This was right after the Civil Rights Movement, and the Civil Rights Movement brought out the reality of the problems for African Americans, problems for everything. But nobody had real solutions. And at that point, I was searching. I eventually ran into a friend, or somebody who became a very close friend, who invited me to Islam in a way that I couldn't refuse. I grew up as a Catholic and always had questions about the Trinity and who Jesus was. I loved Jesus, but I didn't understand the divinity of Jesus. And when I sat with this brother who explained to me about Jesus, about Moses, about God, and about his oneness, and the fact that he sent all the prophets, and that he sent it to mankind so that we would know what God really wanted us to do, it was the offer that I couldn't refuse. And so I took my Shahada, and I took my Shahada in June 21st, so the first day of summer was my first day of being a Muslim. I'm more of a Christian now than I was before, you know. Being born American, I know that the truth of the fact is most Christians don't practice their religion. And I went through that whole process. But when I was Catholic, I went to Catholic school, and as a student, I learned about Jesus, and I learned to love Jesus, and I learned to love the people who believed in him, who, you know, proved that belief by the sacrifices that they made. And I always wanted to aspire to be that type of person. And when I became Muslim and learned that, you know, Jesus is a messenger of God, and that Allah gave him the power to do everything that he was able to do, because Allah has the power to do anything. He created the heavens and the earth, and the creation of the heavens and the earth are far more amazing than the creation of mankind. And he could create a man, and he could give him the power to raise the dead and what have you. And this is what Jesus said. One of the things that I did do is, after I became Muslim, you know, after a few years, I read the Bible again. And I read the red-lettered Bible, where it just highlights what Jesus said. And I read through all the things that Jesus said. And he didn't really say that he was the Son of God. And he didn't invite the people to believe that he was the Son of God. He invited the people to God. He said, the greatest of all commandments is to love your Lord, your God, with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he said, that's what all the prophets came to teach. And it's true. And that's what Muhammad taught. And then he said, and the second thing is to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what all the prophets taught. And it just shows the oneness of Allah, that he sent each and every prophet to mankind so that we would have the opportunity. He didn't leave us. He didn't just put us here and leave us here. He put us here with a purpose, and he let us know what it was all throughout history. One of the things that I did as a Muslim, I was a college student, so I was a reader, and I read the Quran, and I read the Quran profusely for searching for the answers. And when it came to the explanation of Ramadan, which was that this was the month in which Allah sent down the Quran, and that it was from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's fasting during that month that Allah opened the door for him to know the truth, I believed that. And my mother had actually prepared me for that, because she was the type of woman who, she taught me to never let anything take over my life. And she also taught me to fast, because as a Catholic, she used to do Lent. And we would always have to give up something. And so I had given up many things in the past. And so Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan, was very easy for me. And eventually I learned that it was a way of purifying my heart and opening my mind and helping me to understand who Allah is and the truth that he wanted me to understand. And so I, you know, I just fell in love in every year. And because I became Muslim in 1971, my first Ramadan was in October. And then it backed up all the way through the summer. and then into the winter, and now we're back to the summer again. So this is my second time fasting in the summertime. Then I was young, I was ready to go, and I could do anything. Now I'm much, much older, and you know, so it's interesting because we've done a couple of years now during hot months, and you know, I can still do it. And one of the things that I learned is that Allah allows you and He empowers you to do whatever He asks you to do. So it's not anything to be afraid of.